Hey gang, Zach jumping in here real quick just to let you know that the sound quality on this one is going to be a little bit rough because I forgot to hit record on our software, so I had to pull all of the dialogue from Twitch just for this episode. The last episode next week will be much better. I'll let you get back to the show and have fun.
Where's my skill sheet? Where's my skill sheet? Thank you, skill sheet.
I am stealing everything out of this fucking house now.
Alright, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Life Day 2021, in 2022. We are jumping back into our Life Day extravaganza once again. Does anybody remember what happened last time?
Char Char was throwing furniture out the window.
That's true.
He's been throwing everything out of the room he's in. He's given up on trying to steal, like, worthwhile stuff, and now he's just stealing everything.
Right. Kevin Costner, what's Kevin Costner up to?
Kevin Costner was in like the dining room, and because he found the secondary set of stairs, he secured that there's only two ways out, and he knows that some other party members are at the other set of stairs, so he is going to go up the other set to find this kid.
Yeah, Gus got knocked the fuck out by a paint can on a rope.
He sure did.
He's down and out on the ground. I believe Zaz and Ragbazi are outside the second story. No, they're in the second story now. They're up. Yeah, Krampus and old.
I think Ragbazi just got out from being trapped.
Yes. In the window, right? Yes. And you guys both headed up the stairs. All right, we can go introduce ourselves and tell a little bit about our character or something. I'll just say your name in the order that it pops up on my Roll 20. So, Pi, who are you playing, and what's an interesting detail about Ragbazi that we don't know?
I am playing Dr. Jonathan Nathaniel Bartholomew Ragbazi.
That's awesome.
Don't pay attention to the name. I keep making it up every time I say
it. I was going to say, I swear it was different last time. The Bartholomew sounds similar, but Jonathan, I didn't think it was Jonathan.
Basically, it's Doc Ragbazi. He's got a single name like Prince. Before he became a symbol. He is a orange Twi'lek that is also a paraplegic, meaning he has no control over his legs. He uses the force to move his legs in a finger walking motion. At this point in the campaign, I don't think anyone realizes that yet. Everyone's been trying to hint or have gotten like clues about his disability and his force powers, but I don't think it's been fully revealed to anyone yet.
I don't think so, unless you deem it so. I know in any of the other games Ragbazi is in, nobody knows. Everyone keeps trying to notice in the original game. Everybody was trying to notice all the time, but they always fail. Ragbazi is just so good at using the force for that one specific thing.
Aside from that, he is horribly addicted to drugs and narcotics. Mm-hmm. Horribly addicted, which leads him on wild adventures.
This is true. Who's next? We've got Doc Zaz, John.
Hey, I play Doc Zaz. I'm a Claudite shapeshifter currently running around as a colonial human, basically. Just ever on the search for my next trophy.
Yes, indeed. Your trophies are... I never know what's happening until it's too late. Until I've already given you too much. And it's like, well, at this point, he's got to be allowed to do what he's going to do. I'm worried about this kid. Next up, we have Ryan.
Just out of curiosity, did we ever decide what this kid was?
Miri Allen. Green skin, basically human. Green skin, usually like light-colored eyes, I think. Black hair and black geometric patterns on like their face and some parts of their bodies. So green. And you said he'd make a lovely coin purse or something along those lines. Yeah. Yeah. Next up, we have Ryan Moose.
Oh, hello. I'm playing Kevin Costner, the last of the Bothans. He is, there you go, a Bothan. Very quiet, reserved, likes to just get the job done. And he is extremely not happy right now. That's about what I got.
You fall on a few booby traps.
You forgot that he's a stone cold killer.
But yeah, I did. I really did. But also, it's one of those things where, like, fool me one shame on you. And then he's not being fooled again. Yeah, he is, two strikes.
The fact that this is actively taking time outside of game time for me to think of how I want to deal with it, this kid as Kevin tells me that I'm really getting into the Kevin Costner revenge, and I don't know how to handle that. So I guess we'll wait and see.
I'm so excited. All right, and then next we have Adam.
Hello. I play Char Char. He is a 6 foot tall Gungan with a beard, and he's kind of fed up with this kid. So I can't remember what's happened to Char Char, but at this point he's decided, instead of trying to chase down the kid and steal like the most valuable things out of this house, he's going to take everything out of this house.
So far, and Char Char had to scale a chimney. When he went into the chimney, he got stuck at the bottom or something, and then there were ball bearings he didn't check for. He also didn't check for all the toys under the... Or not toys. It was, like, broken stuff that he stepped on. You stepped on shrapnel, and you stepped on fucking... caltrips, and then ball bearings.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just gonna go do this. Like, all right, roll me another perception check.
Yep. So he's just kind of fed up with it now, and is just throwing everything out the window.
Yeah. Yeah, you threw a chair, like a piano or something. So far, Dr. Zaz has killed somebody, and they're drunk in the alley, whose body is now in a dumpster. But his Montrals are made into a wreath that are attached to the cart, but he removed the jingle bells, thankfully, and is carrying them around now, I believe. Just like shaking jingle bells or something?
No, he attached them to the hot dog cart.
Oh, I thought he brought them inside for some reason. Okay. Then they're attached to the monster.
They're part of my Krampus suit.
Your Krampus suit? Oh, God.
What did you put on the hot dog cart, then?
The Montrals. He cut the Montrals off the thing's head. It was a Togruta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I regret asking. I regret that information. Let's see. Blood spatter. Okay. Two security police line act. Oh, yeah. The cops are already investigating it. The kids saw Kevin before the heist. Zaz got some ladders, which were up in the treehouse when they got there. Char Char tried to kick in a door and couldn't at one point or something. Ragbazi, you're on 4 doses of Gunjack Spice, which we have to remember. And Glitterstim. And was Marketer. 4. Doc Zaz, I only let him do 4 because they were all in different vials. So I let him do 2 in each hand. And he just...
I was like, I don't remember that. I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
I remember that.
Doc Zaz shot me up. I forgot.
And you're going to have to roll a resilience at some point or suffer memory loss.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think we are good to go. We are in initiative. Do you guys... Oh, we have to roll. Hold on. Let me clear the dice pool. Oh yeah. The plot. Gus owes some money. They're in a rich neighborhood. They have to get 65 to 100,000 credits worth of shit. Or this very special amulet. It's a security chip. I'm going to clear the dice pool.
Clear that dice pool.
We have about 10,000 jewelry and paintings on the hot dog cart so far.
Yep. I had 13,000.
Yeah, other people have some in their pockets too. But yeah, I think you guys drug a rug out there also.
I know Char Char stole a projector and the piano and I think a couch at this point. I'm pretty sure he threw out the window.
Uh-huh. That's a hole in the hot dog cart?
No, Char Char stuff is just outside. For anyone.
It's literally right in the yard.
For anyone to drive by and see. Like, the police.
I hope the police come. Kevin's not happy.
Kevin wished a motherfucker would.
You have no idea.
Oh, I'm remembering. All right, fools, roll your destiny. You motley crew.
There, I gave you a dark side point. My roll was sad.
Hey, Gus got us a bunch of good ones.
God damn it, Gus. Yeah! All right. So, we have four light side and four dark side. Let's see, who was my... Kevin, Char-Char, and Loki. Oh, man, you guys... Just for that, I'm going to use all these dark side on Doc Ragbazi. No, I'm kidding.
I'm going to upgrade Doc's roll resilience roll.
Chooses, yeah. After tonight, you definitely will. Let's see. Started from the top. Oh. Oh, yeah, I moved him. The two good doctors are on the second floor stairwell. Hallway 11. Let's see. Everybody else is on the first floor. Char-Char's in the side room here. Gus is down and out for a moment on the floor right here. Kevin Costner is narrowly avoiding a flamethrower trap on the stairwell over here.
Like a professional.
Like a professional. Correct. I apologize, good sir. Yeah, who wants to go first?
All right, Char-Char will go. No one else wants to.
Hey, what are you throwing out the window?
Yeah, what's left in the room?
There's another chair. There's a like bookshelf full of stuff. There's like a shelf full of stuff. There might be a coffee table. No, there's two rugs, two big ass rugs that no longer have furniture on them.
Let's throw the chair out first. Then we'll get the rugs.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna have Gus go next.
Are you just letting me throw the chair out?
Yeah, you already the window's already open. You've already started. You'll be making through a strength check.
No, that's fine.
This is just you. That's your action. Like, we know Char-Char can do it. He threw the couch out already and like a piano. So I imagine he could get a recliner.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? Fine. I'm gonna make you roll.
What? No, I was fine with that.
Too late. Too late.
Make him roll.
Say for Char-Char, it's probably average.
Task.
But I'm going to give him a setback die because it's unwieldy. Go ahead and roll.
That's
what I thought. Two success, two threat, and a triumph. The two threat are, so there's like a post in between where the windows come together. It's like it's kind of like, you know, there's verticals. Char-Char, you threw the chair directly through it. And that center vertical is no longer in the window. So now it's just a big wide open triangle or a rectangle.
That's fine. Char-Char's just gonna kinda go.
Yeah, nice.
Sweet.
Even more room.
Right.
I don't know what I want to do with that triumph.
You can hold on to it and use it for another roll later. Like if you want to increase the roll, like you use it like a light side point instead. Like for another roll. Like to
I'll do that.
Improve a roll.
That'll be fine.
Remember that then, if that's what you want to do. Otherwise, it's just going to sit in your bank.
Okay.
NPC. I think he already ran away, right? He's on the second floor, and he already... Oh, Gus. Gus. Gus is like, all right, you guys. I can't do this anymore. You guys, I'm going back to the house. Josh, I kicked the door in, or whatever. I can't. And he's just, like, limping. He's, like, gasping for air, like... And he slips on his ass on the way out, lands on his... on his back, and starts cussing in like three different languages, and then Gus is gone.
Did he see the furniture out in the front yard?
I don't think he cares right now.
Okay.
He's just trying to get out of sight quick. He probably ran across the street first. I would imagine he went across the street and behind the other houses and went back. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So he's not leading anyone that's watching him directly to that house. NPC, we already said Kevin ran, or Ellister already ran away, correct? Or is he still in the hallway? I don't remember.
I think the last you had said he ran up the stairs away from where...
Oh, he ran like this way up the stairs?
Okay. Wait, was he upstairs or was Kevin chasing him?
No, Kevin was chasing him, but there are multiple stairways.
Oh,
okay. Because he sent that thing down on... us,
we that was right here
window, and I think he continued up the stairs afterwards
and then he went this way. He was already at the top when he threw the paint can,
yeah, and then he pinned Ragbazi with that chest or whatever, right, or the box.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm jacked up on Gun Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember now.
That means it is one of your turns.
Can I edge to the top of the next stair flight and do a perception check?
Yeah, where are my cards at?
This is 11. I have a note on one of my, on all of the, every time I turn the page, there's a big note that says, don't forget traps and taunting. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's what you want to hear the GM say.
I'm going to make it a hard, I'm not going to add a setback because you're looking for stuff now. It's going to be a hard perception check. Two successes and two threats. You manage to find a tripwire, and you're like, you've had enough, right? So you go to, like, cut this tripwire thinking it's just a tripwire, but actually it triggers a fan that blows a sheet of sticky paper at you, and then feathers start blowing in, and a whole bunch of feathers start coming out. The sheet missed you, but there are feathers everywhere.
Terrifying.
There's blood stuck to your feathers, so now you're like this bloody ghillie suit, jingly bell, feather covered. Oh, it went right around your head too, so it looks like you're wearing a Santa Claus hood. Y'all Krampus'd out.
Can we have the threat be that the sticky sheet actually hits Doc Urquazi?
Absolutely, went right over his head, and yeah,
done.
But you're like super jacked, also. What is? I gotta look up Gunjack again real quick.
The answer is it does everything.
It does a lot, that's for certain. Gunjack Spice. Each dose decreases brawn by one, up to a max of six, until the end of encounter, which we are, I'm assuming, going with this whole thing. Each dose upgrades the difficulty of agility, intellect, and cunning checks once per dose until the end of session, but if we're going to make the effects keep going, then... I think I want because I mean this is supposed to outlive the effects of the positive anyway.
So how many shots has he done?
Four.
He
didn't do them. He was inflicted. And what else are you on?
You know, four of those.
His brawn is what, five or six now?
Jesus.
And I think, are you on impact or no? I think he did take impact to counter this, right? Because you have, it's upgraded agility checks and stuff. Glitter stim.
I did impact before when we were casing the houses. I am definitely on glitter stim though.
Glitter stim grants minor telepathic abilities. Add 3 boost die to any perception or vigilance rolls for the duration of the scene, which we're also going to say is until the end of the thing, probably. May cause permanent loss of points in strain.
Okay, so I was about to ask, why weren't people in Star Wars just, like, permanently on this shit?
Oh, there are serious drawbacks to a lot of the spice in the galaxy. Booster Blue, oh my god, that one's fucked up. It's like huffing paint thinner. It's like something, I think it was what they used to strip paint on starships or something.
Jesus.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's the one.
So that put my brawn up to 5, I want to say, right?
That makes sense. Let's see, there's something else you're on too, and it's... I'm trying to figure out what that memory loss is for. I'm thinking maybe I didn't want to be mean and make you have a strain threshold decrease and made it memory loss. I swear there's something that makes you lose memory.
I mean, we did a rescue operation on his joint as well, so he's also just high that way.
Well, that's right, yeah. Mark and Herb.
Yeah.
Space Mary Jane. That's all I have in the description for that. Space Mary Jane. All right, cool. Yep. Muon Gold is made from engine lube.
What does it do?
Increases focus, lowers inhibitions. It's super red. It's super Red Bull. It's like it's a Four Loko.
Oh god.
But what?
Oh, he's on G Ricknit too.
G Ricknit, thank you. G Ricknit. That's the one that you are obligated, or you are now addicted.
Yeah, I failed my obligation.
Slightly euphoric, only side effect is an easy resilience check. Failure results in 1 point of addiction, which you did.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll take it.
All right, who wants to go next?
Go ahead, Doc.
Sure. So did I have to choose, like, memory loss or...
No, this is going to be something that we do, like, towards the end. It'll be something like you're going to lose a memory from your... Something... that you're trying not to forget, either like an old, something old family wise, something from your forest teachings, something about Seely. Maybe you forget she's a vampire.
Yeah, I like Seely. She just totally forgot that she's a vampire. So I still need to roll resilience to see how
We're gonna do that at the end once everything wears off.
Okay. In that case, Dr. Radbazi is all hopped up, sees the feather. He's got the flytrap in his face, so he can't really see. He wants to stumble forward and aimlessly head this way.
Towards south, towards room 16. Are you actually gonna go in the room?
Is the door shut?
The door is shut. All of the doors are shut.
Since he can't necessarily see with the flytrap in his face, can I have his head just stuck to the door?
Yeah, absolutely. 16. Your head is now stuck to the door. But you're also super, super beefed up right now. Are you going into like berserk rage trying to break this door down, or are you just stuck to the door?
He's stuck to the door, and for my maneuver, I want to roll some kind of check to like he wants to like yank his head back. Really, ideally, I want him to rip the door off with it stuck to his head.
Okay, I see what's going on here. Probably like a brawl or athletics, which brawl is what's beefed up right now, right? You're brawn. I guess they're both brawn related. So you add 4 points of, so just upgraded 4 times, right?
Yeah, I just bumped up my characteristic from 1 to 5.
Okay, we just gotta remember that goes back later.
Yep.
And I'm gonna say it's hard, and you're gonna have 1 setback because you are flypapered in your face, mm-hmm. and you are good to roll.
Ah, this door is...
Three failure and 2 advantage. So you definitely don't get your head unstuck, but you're all fucking dosed up on all these drugs. You're just like hands on the wall and just push and it fractures. So the top square, it's like a, the door has like a 2 squares and then the frame around both of them. You pull that top square just out of the door, stuck to your head. And it's the refresher. It's the bathroom.
I can't see anything. What is this?
Just stumbling backwards blindly. You're gonna have to make a check if you don't get that thing out of your face and you keep stumbling around. I'm gonna make a check coordination wise or something so you don't fall off the banister. Alright, who do we have left? Kevin Costner?
Yeah,
let's go back downstairs. You're probably just gonna go right back upstairs, huh?
Yes, I saw. I remember there was the flamethrower trap, but I dodged that.
Uh-huh.
So I think that was the only check I needed to make.
To go up the stairs, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see where I'd end up at upstairs, though.
Oh.
If you want to drag my character out there to where he would be.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so you're coming up the stairs right there.
I'm at the top of the stairs, and I see this is just like basically like a hallway.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me double check. There's a lot of staircases. Okay, yeah, that's the right staircase. Sorry. I thought that one was straight to the attic, but it doesn't. I'm sorry. I apologize.
All good. And then this is just a hallway. Are there any doors like off to, like, I guess I'll do a perception check to see if there's anything.
Yeah, let me just kind of describe the room a bit to you. So you're at the north side of the building. It's a smallish hallway. I think that's a fireplace there or a shelf of some kind on the right hand side, lower right hand side,
right there.
And then there's a door at the end of the hallway, which you can hear Radbazi stumbling around and a fan spinning. If you want to do a perception check,
I want to do a perception check, but I'm looking for, I guess I no, I'll just leave it general. I was gonna look for something specific, but I don't know.
Well, if you're looking for like something valuable, we can do like a skullduggery if it's better. But if you're just looking to avoid traps, we can do a survival if it's better.
Oh no, I want to do perception. Like I just wanted, I was trying to decide what I wanted to do.
I gotta figure out which trap I want if I want one.
As if any of us are still looking for valuable stuff.
Char is just throwing everything
out of the kid.
Char is taking care of stuff.
Oh yeah. We should definitely have enough.
Roll your check.
Okay.
Radbazi's totally forgotten what the mission was.
2 failures and 3 advantage. So the failure is you don't see anything.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and just say that Kevin Costner is wearing gloves. Does that track? Because yeah, it's cold and you guys are burglaring.
He'd wear gloves most likely anyways to not leave fingerprints.
That's what I assumed also, because Kevin Costner is meticulous, if not anything. And there's glue all over the rail, but your hand's not stuck. Your glove is, though, on your right hand. It was just the very top. It like goes up and then levels out. And on that level spot, there's just a swath of grease that goes around. Not grease, okay. Glue.
Okay. Could my advantage, since I have three of them, be that I see like an object about like a meter spherical in diameter that I can pick up?
There's a medicine ball? Okay. Or is that too heavy for Kevin?
Well, no, you know, like
nothing is too heavy. Nothing is too heavy.
All right, yeah, there's a medicine ball right past the stairs.
Okay.
So you've made it up to here. I'll give you that. Okay. And we'll stop it there?
Yep, perfect.
Cool.
I got a markdown that I have a medicine ball now. I'm so excited.
Nice.
Kevin Costner. Alistair McCavin does his thing. Who wants to go next? Oh, I got to remove one of these because Gus is no longer here.
Poor Gus.
Yeah, right. Well, if no one wants to go, we can go back to Char Char.
And we're just going to go home. We're just done. No.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go back down to Char Char.
So Char Char has gotten all the big stuff out of the room at this point.
Except for the rugs.
Yeah. No, so that's what he's thinking about. And he's like, you know.
You really capstone this night.
Yeah, kind of. He's just like,
I got to get all this stuff out of here. And this is taking too long.
So he looks at the two bookshelves and then thinks, and then he looks at the rug and then he goes,
I know what I got to do.
And he's going to tip the bookshelf over so all of its contents fall onto the rug.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll say the one in the farthest end of the room.
So like bookshelf up here? Rug.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's just going to like shake all the shit out from the bookshelf onto the rug.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff, you know, family photos, knickknacks, stuff that had just kind of ended up there over time. There's also some really nice tiny statuary art pieces that look like they're probably pretty valuable.
Okay. Can I do anything else?
You could do a maneuver still, probably. Like, I'll give you that as your action. You did all that stuff because you had to move a bookshelf.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That's Char Char's turn then.
And Char Char is literally like the strongest person alive except for Ragbazi at this moment. So even if I made something so strong that no one could move it, you have that force power and you are even stronger than that. So I don't think Char Char would have a problem tipping over a bookshelf.
No.
But you could use the maneuver to like bind it all up if you want. Like no, we'll say there's curtains for the windows that have like big like fancy looking ropes to tie them up so you can like Krampus bag it.
Yeah, that's perfect, but he's gonna throw more shit into the carpet first.
Oh, I thought you okay. Yeah. Alright, who wants to go next? Char Char down.
Stick. Alright, flip it upstairs.
Oh, yep.
We're all upstairs while Char Char is just living his best life thieving.
I love this. I get to pick up heavy stuff and throw it. It's so cool.
Alright.
The door is locked.
My door is locked?
Yeah. It's not like it's not electric or whatever. Or it's not red hot, but it is locked.
Ooh. Okay.
And you have a medicine ball also. Don't forget that.
Does the lock look like it could be unlocked from the other side? Or is it a lock that has to have a key?
I'm going to say it's a lock that has to have
What if I flip a light side point?
Then there's no lock.
There's no lock.
Oh, I forgot I had so many dark side points. Now I have 5. Okay, door's open. That's just a maneuver. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just going to walk out here.
Yeah. You could probably get as far as the top of the stairs.
Okay, and then I will I'm looking. At this point, do I see that Zaz is there?
You see Zaz underneath a fan that's just blowing feathers everywhere, and he's all bloody and got feathers stuck to him, and you see Ragbazi stumbling around over here near the refresher with a piece of a door stuck to his face, or he's holding it against his head. You can't really tell. You want to assume it's stuck to his face, because if he's just like holding it against his head, then something else is wrong.
but you can't tell because his Leku's are all jacked up. So like,
that's right. His arms and his Leku are all both like, I forgot you have beefy Leku.
That's all fun jack now.
Oh, shit. Oh, now your Leku are also super strong.
Okay. Kevin is going to, like, is there like a pile of feathers down here?
Yeah, they're just all blowing downstairs. There's just, they dropped from about right at the top of the staircase. So there's probably some there, but most of them have blown down the staircase.
But there. Would you say there's enough that I could coat my glove with glue on it with feathers?
Oh, I assume the glove was still stuck. Unless you wanted to, you can.
Oh, it's stuck. Oh, it's stuck. Okay.
If you want.
No, it's fine. I don't need the glove. That's fine.
You're just trying to make it so it wasn't sticky.
Oh no! I was trying to make it so I had a glove with feathers and a medicine ball.
The spiky parts are facing out.
Oh, that. Again.
You also have the option to... You have an action you can still take, I believe.
Yes.
And you can also spend 2 strain for another maneuver.
No. No. My strain is very high already. I suppose... Can I do a perception check out here to see if I see any traps along this hallway?
I'm going to let you assume that there are no traps on the hallway, but I'll let you make a perception or a skullduggery to see if there's any loot if you want.
Ooh. I will do a skullduggery. That sounds like fun.
All right. Go ahead and make a check. 2 success and 2 threat. So, yeah, there's a against the wall where the refresher is on the south side of this hallway, there's a very large, like, space fresco, espresso. It looks very valuable, and the frame also looks pretty valuable. But it also looks heavy, but that's something you could get out. Let's say it's probably worth, like, it's art, so it's subjective, right? So, like, the price is... You probably could get at least, frame and all, at least 3,500 for it. Probably as high as, like, 6,000 or 7,000.
Okay.
Hey, man, if you could talk... It's art. You could talk it up. Whoever you find, someone who's really into that stuff.
Yeah.
But the threat are that it's too big to just, like...
Yeah.
Walk. I mean, you could walk out with it, but you're not going to take it with you to chase this kid. It'd be too heavy for that.
All good. I had to make a note real quick.
So we've had Char-Char, we've had Kevin Costner. So then Kevin Ellister McCavin goes, and now we have both the good doctors.
I don't realize that the refresher's in front of me, right? Because I'm still blinded by the panel.
Probably not. I mean, blinded depends on how... Is it stuck panel. To your forehead? Are you forehead into it?
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, then you absolutely have no idea what's in this room.
God, what the... I want Dr. Rambazi to charge the door again. He gains his balance and then just charges forward.
So what is the goal of what you're trying to do? You're trying to smash through this door?
Yeah, he's trying to get to the refresher.
So not coordination. This would be more like a athletics or a brawl check. And I'm going to give you 1 setback because you're blinded. It's going to be a hard check again.
Okay, I'm checking something quick.
Oh, no. Life ends when we say it does, okay?
Yeah, right.
It goes on forever.
Forever.
Sorry for being so aggressive.
You said I can roll athletics.
Athletics or... Oh, shit. What have you got with athletics?
Well, I have a minor that says -1 black, but I'm trying to remember why that is.
Well, this doesn't... That wouldn't be about the athletics part of this, because you're... I guess it does. If you remove 1 for athletics, so you remove 1 for athletics.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember why, so I can validate this.
Is it your Sakaian suit thing?
No, the Sakaian is just 2 boosts to self checks. Is it 1 of my talents?
Do you have a climbing harness too?
The grappling hook.
Grappling hook? Oh.
That was Char-Char that had the climbing suit.
It's definitely not your cape. I don't know why.
Oh yeah, he's conditioned. He removes 1 black die per rank of condition from athletics and coordination checks. Reduce the damage and strain suffered from falling by 1 per rank of conditioned.
Is that already in your character sheet? Like it removes it automatically?
Yeah, it's already in there.
Cool, so I don't have to do anything. Cool, go ahead and roll that beautiful bean footage.
3 success.
Nice.
Yeah, so 3 success. You run so hard at the door, the square lines up right back in its hole. And they're still, like, edging on the frame around the inside, so you just take the door right on inside with you. It was already weak.
She's like, ah! Wait. This is the refresher.
There's a sink. Quick, get the impact.
Doc Rabazi just looks back. He wants to flip on the fan ventilation for the refresher. And for his maneuver, he will light up a mark and herb.
Okay. Absolutely. Oh, no.
He's like a goldfish. He's like, where am I doing?
You know what time it is. It's that time. All right. And then next we have Doc's ass.
I'm going to step out into the hallway. Obviously, I see Kevin's here now.
Yep.
He came from my left. So can I shoot down the hallway to the right?
Yeah. There's banister here. So, I mean, you can get to the top. You could probably get, like, to the end of this hallway, like, where these doors are.
Okay, I want to just hip shoot my Night Slinger rifle down the hallway. I don't want to run into more traps.
We can roll a force side to see it, like light side, dark side, two or one kind of deal. What are you trying to make happen? What
can I specifically shoot at the door lock then?
Yeah, sure.
Try to hit it.
I made a ranged attack. I just didn't know what you were aiming for. Yeah, go.
I mean, I would just use the combat roll on the rifle, right?
Mm-hmm. And you're definitely like, I guess it's probably short range, right? So two?
Yeah.
Two. Okay. Or no, is that one? Oh, is this supposed to be? Wait, hold on. We haven't done this in so long. What are my ranged attack bands?
Which one are you trying to do? Short range is two purple, isn't it?
Right, but would this be considered short range or probably range, right? So it's only one difficulty. One difficulty. But I'm gonna use the dark side and upgrade it, and I'm gonna add a setback. This is a called shot. So is that one setback, or two setback? Well, let's make it one. So just one red, one black, ranged light or whatever, ranged heavy, whatever your weapon is.
Nice.
Holy cow! Yeah, success, man. And four advantage. You manage to shoot the lock straight through the door. You also hear something trigger. And it's like a small tool cart or like a tea cart or something, and it just slams into the door, but the door opens out towards you, so it just comes out and just scatters all over the floor. So you also disarm the trap. You hear the kid just like, "Oh, Diego, save me!
I'm gonna eat your face, kid!"
Oh my god!
Time has come.
Oh no!
Did you say that a cart fell?
Yeah.
Out here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What? How could you describe the cart in like 10 words?
I would say it's maybe waist high, a top shelf, and like a lower shelf.
What's it made out of?
A thin metal.
Okay, that's all I needed. Thank you.
Yep. No, oh, fuck.
Perfect.
All right. Who wants to go next?
You describe something simple and easy manipulable. Manipulative.
Oh, God. Are we going back downstairs to Char Char, or does somebody else have something they want to do?
We can go back to Char Char.
Yeah,
I don't down care.
To I just gotta know what level I'm going to.
Char Char is just going to continue ransacking the house, so he's going to take the other.
So, are you dragging this one over to this rug?
Yeah, he's going to, like, just.
All right, so this one, since you're dragging it, I'm going to make you make a check.
Okay.
Goodness. Since you're by yourself moving this thing. I'm going to say it's hard with a setback and another setback because you didn't say you moved the rug out of the way.
Can I use my triumph from earlier and
upgrade yours?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Way to remember.
Right? Yeah, I forgot all about it. Go ahead and make your athletics check. Oh, failure and a threat. Wow. Damn, Char-Char, I don't think you've ever failed an athletics check before. A failure and a threat. So you go to pull this thing off the wall, and you just grab it and tug, but it's like part of the wall. So take a strain as you pull your back.
What? All right.
Well, it's either that or no. That's that. It's that.
I was gonna say, like, can all of the shit just like fall on the floor? I'll take the strain. That's fine.
And all what, the things what? Fall on the floor.
Yeah, that's fine. What was on the shelf?
This shelf, there were snow globes. Now they're just spinning pedestal statuaries.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to do a perception check later at some point, or skullduggery. You just made a check, so we'll do a skullduggery when you're trying to assess the loot, or some other check. Maybe, I don't remember what we would do for that. I imagine that'd be a skullduggery or a knowledge underworld if you're trying to pawn them.
He's moved on. It's dead to him.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna make the check now. It'll be either next turn or once you guys get all the loot.
Just telling you, Char Char is like.
But you can start start kicking shit over to the rug over here if you want.
Yeah, that's kind of what he would do. He's just like gonna like try to pull his back and be like,
you know what? Fuck it.
And just kind of like kick some of the shit over.
I guess you do win, kid.
And then just move on. He's like,
all right, well, I think I've done all I can here.
All right. Back upstairs again. I'm going to roll something real quick. I got to mark that down real quick. Who wants to go next?
So when he shot the door, the door that was right there, that's gone, right?
It's open. The door is open. It's like swung open because the cart pushed it open.
Okay, and you said that there were stairs there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, I haven't revealed it yet.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get an idea of what we can see.
That is what you could see with your special eyes.
My brand!
Let's see. Yeah, so Kevin Costner, you want to go?
Sure. Kevin is going to meander here.
Okay.
And is this door locked right here? The one directly north of me?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. He'll try one last time to see things. He's going to try to see if he can see a trap on the door. He wants to go in that room, though.
Okay. Go ahead and roll an advantage. You don't see anything, but you feel pretty good that you looked well enough.
Okay. We will open the door.
All right. It's the bedroom. It looks like... I want to say this is the teenager's bedroom, I believe.
Oh, what's that smell?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You also, there's a window out. There's what looks to be like a sliding glass door that goes out to a balcony over here. I think it's a balcony. Is that, or is that from downstairs? Wait, what's 18? Yeah. Now there's a room in that way, and you can see like a billiard table. It's a room, not a balcony, but it's got a lot large windowed doors, okay. So it's kind of like a rec room.
Okay.
There might be some weights or something in there.
I'll peek my head out and yell, "This room's clear."
Mm-hmm. With your advantage, I'll also let you notice there's pretty there's some knickknacks on the shelf that might be worth some money, but there's also a pretty fancy TV or a holo projector on the wall.
Okay.
Or on the desk, however they project it. We're just doing view screen, whatever.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh. Do I have like a communicator so I can call Char Char?
Yeah, you guys have all radios.
I'm gonna call Char Char and go, "Hey Char Char, there's a really nice painting up here, but I can't lift it."
Huh? Lift?
Char Char will radio back and say,
"Perfect timing. Yeah, I'll be right up."
As he's holding his back. Oh God.
Oh, it's fine.
All right. Who wants to go next? We have Doc Saz and Doc Rakbazi, I believe. I think.
So the Gilderstim says I have minor telepathic abilities.
This is true.
What am I able to do with that?
What do you want to do with that? And we'll see what happens.
Let's say Dr. Rakbazi is starting to get super high. So he's starting to open his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do I sense where the kid is at?
I like what you said there. Opens your mind. So Dr. Rakbazi, you still have like a broken chunk of wood around your head and stuff. It's like probably like just enough so you can see like the lower half of your vision. And you're super baked, you know. You're like sitting on that toilet, pondering while you're smoking. And you can hear... What's Kevin Costner thinking right now? What's going through his mind?
Yeah, I don't know that anybody wants to know what's going through Kevin Costner's mind or thoughts.
I mean, okay, he's got telepathic... He's going to be hearing everyone on the top floor's thoughts.
Oh, Kevin is thinking, "I want to find this kid. I have to give him this medicine ball."
What is Doc Saz? What's going through your mind right now? "I'm gonna eat your face, kid."
Yeah.
Are you gonna cook him?
He'd make a really pretty coin purse.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
We have to censor what Doc Saz is thinking. Like Kevin Costner's is bad, but Taz's is like, you only see the after.
Am I able to decipher like whose thoughts are coming from whose, or like am I just
hear them in their own voice, and then you hear another voice, but it's farther away, and it's just like, holy shit, this is not as fun as I thought it was gonna be. These guys are fucking serious. I wish I had a communicator. He's like, I'm not done yet though. This is my house, and I have to defend it.
So after hearing Doc Zaz's thoughts and the kid's thoughts.
Actually, can I give you roll me an average discipline to see with a setback because you're all fucked up to see if you actually believe you're hearing thoughts or if you know you're like are you just high and thinking things or if you're actually like perceiving this? Is that legit? Okay.
Yeah.
Success? Yeah. You can pinpoint where in the building they are and you know the kid is upstairs. Where's my clicker? There. Upstairs.
He's just sitting there and then like he's trying to rub his forehead, but instead he's rubbing the door panel. Gives it a knock a couple times. And
Oh my god.
I don't know if I can handle this. He's going to reach in his fanny pack, grab his last dose of glitter.
Glitter stem?
No, what's the euphoric one?
The pixie, neutron pixie?
G-Ricknit.
Well, is that the addiction? Okay, you have to roll an easy resilience check, right?
Yes,
I believe so. Okay, roll your easy resilience check.
Where'd that go?
To success! You didn't get another point of addiction!
Here you go, man.
He's just starting to shake just from the anxiety. He's like, oh, it's so dark. Oh, it's so... much better.
I can see the stars. You're also super jacked, so you're probably super vascular right now, so it's like instant, like he punches the board off his forehead.
Actually, yeah, can I do that? Can I punch the board off my head?
Yeah, I'll give you that. Are you sitting down? I know I'm the one who said sitting on the toilet, but I wanna are you sitting down or are you standing up?
He's sitting on the toilet, but not normally. He is facing the back of the toilet.
That's where the glitter stem, that's where the G-Ricknit was. I'm going to give you, it's going to be a hard check because it's glued to your face, but I'm also going to give you 2 boost because your Leku, I assume, are helping.
Cool.
So it's like 4 little buff arms. Shit.
Can I roll athletics for that?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, 3 of the positive dice are blank. You barely pass that. That's crazy. A success and an advantage. You take no damage from this thing, and you have a sticky piece of wood now. It also takes the sheet of stickiness off of your face.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you, wood.
Thank you, wood.
Adding that to the inventory. Sticky wood.
Sticky wood. We're never going to remember what that means later.
Oh, that's great. I'm gonna love it.
Shit. All right. What's next? Who's another PC? Is it just Zaz? Just Zaz?
Yeah. Just Zaz? You mean the guy that's gonna eat some faces?
Yeah, right?
Nobody get in his way.
Why do you think I went to the other room?
Yeah, I know.
I'm like,
Should have bought some aid from the end of the stairs.
Okay, you're going like to the bottom of the stairs?
Yeah, and I wanna...
I need
to devise the stairway.
Go ahead and roll perception. 2 success and an advantage. Yeah. You see this kid was aiming a BB gun down the stairs at you, but you look so pissed. Like he was just like moving it towards the stairwell. Like he just found it and was moving it towards you. And he saw how angry you were and didn't have time to aim and just took off with this BB gun. Just like slings it over his shoulder. And he's like, boy, are you ugly! And just runs away. Let's see. We'll put you upstairs now. You are in the attic.
Before he runs away, can I suffer some strain and shift my face to look like him?
Oh my god! What are you? Yeah, what is your role for that? It's resilience, right? It's easy now because of all this stuff you've done?
But I just wanted to like temporarily shift to his face and then back.
Again. All right, I'm gonna use a dark side point because it's a quick change there and back. Success and 2 nice. Threats. Yeah, it absolutely does. The threat are once you go back to the doctor face, you're really mad. So you've got the kids, like, your face is small on your head. It's like in a narrower spot, but it's Doc Saz's human colonial head. Ugh, say that three times fast.
When he changes shape like that, can he change the tone of his voice and stuff?
I think so. I'm not sure. We have to look that up because I don't remember.
I mean, I've done it in previous things to change the voice, but that wasn't the intention this time.
Yeah, you were just like hilarious. Did you have any certain like expression? Were you like in pain or like angry or just a quick kid back?
Just a quick his face.
All right.
You gotta instill the fear.
Alright, so he's gonna take his turn and he is running around. You can't see him anymore. He runs this way. You hear some stomp, 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 and he runs across.
You're just picturing Doc Zazz, like, is Nicolas Cage in Face Off. Oh, just does that to the kid.
Make your faces off.
Oh, God.
Just the wild Nicolas Cage eyes.
Yep.
But with the kid face.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
I love it.
I like it. All right. Who would like to go next? I think we're at the top, right? Anyone can go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Top.
Char-Char can go. So Char-Char said he was going to go up to the upstairs, right? Grab the painting?
Yeah, you said you would go upstairs. You said you would, but Char-Char.
Let's do that.
All right. So no one's in the hallway when you except for Doc Zazz when you get up here. You're in this room, and I imagine you're like running.
No. He's gonna walk. He's in no fucking hurry.
Alright. Are you trying to go all the way upstairs and stuff?
Yeah.
You're sure?
Yeah, I wanna do perception check though, because he's gonna be kinda casing what's left of the joint at this point.
Okay. Now, are you looking for loot, skullduggery, or are you doing perception, everything?
Probably everything, because he's also aware the kid has laid some traps at this point. Like, he stepped on some fucking call traps.
So he's gonna assume it's gonna be a hard perception check. I'm going to actually upgrade.
Can I use a light side point
to
cancel out your upgrade?
No, but you can upgrade yours. So
yeah, I want to upgrade mine.
Yeah, go for it. If you think it's going to help you, nothing.
It probably won't. I don't remember what Char-Char's perception is, but it's not great.
No, it's not.
Well, enough, though.
3 success and 4 threat. Yeah. So as you're running, you're moving through the house, you notice there is a trip cord, and it's just a trip cord right there at the stairway, and you bypass it. What can we do for 3 threat? Or 4 threat? Because usually with 3, you can get knocked prone. But 4 threat, maybe the...
I don't know.
Do you run headfirst into the bucket? You passed a perception check. Maybe I'll hold on to those.
There you go. Upgrade your next roll against
with
me.
With 4 of them, I probably could.
You could do that.
I think 3 or 4 is usually like a crit or whatever, so 4 threat.
Make it harder for him to pass his next roll.
And I'll give you to the top of the stairs so we can all be, instead of on 3 floors, on 2 floors. So Char-Char, where are you at, dog?
Probably
right here. Oh, right there. Boing. And you move past the paint buckets and all that. The window, there's a window here and it's got a cart that was up against it, it looks like, because the wall's all fucked up, but now it's like in pieces all over like the whole landing up here. Something happened.
Char-Char will see that and just go,
You actually might be able to... Oh, Ragbazi's on the toilet, isn't he?
Oh my god. Where's the painting?
So once you're at the top of that first landing, you can see the wall up here. You're like, that's gotta be it.
Okay. Cool.
Alright, Kevin's turn again. Alright, so Char-Char and... Was it just Char-Char?
Yeah, it was just... Char-Char was first, and then it would be another
PC. So now another PC. Yeah, who wants to go?
So I'm gonna assume... There's normal items in the refresher, like toothbrushes and
yes,
stuff like that, right?
You would be correct in that assumption.
Okay. Can I also make a perception check to see if there's anything valuable? Like, is the faucet made out of gold or whatever? Or is there anything like jewelry laying out?
How fancy is that toilet?
Yeah, is there anything
is it a gilded toilet? Do they shit upon a gilded throne? All right, so you're in a smaller space. It's a bathroom. I'll give you like an average check.
Wait, why? What am I on? Why do I have 3 boost die for this?
Because of the G-Rignet or something? I could have swore you took something that gave you a bunch of perception or something. The counter.
Yeah, I thought so too.
What are the drugs that you're...
Oh, it's the Glitterstim.
Glitterstim.
Glitterstim has 3 boost dice perception. Ah, yeah, that's right.
Is that per dose? Or just 3 boost per... I imagine just, if it's 3, perception.
Just 3 boost for the duration of the scene.
Okay. All right, yeah. Go ahead and 2 success. So you notice it's mostly like a kid's bathroom. This must not be where the parents use the bathroom because it's obviously kid stuff or like teenagers or whatever. But you do notice there are some very expensive toiletry items, like a very fancy razor, like electric razor. There's an iPod, essentially, like Doc. Maybe someone listens to the radio while they shower. Some of it's scoop upable.
Okay. For maneuver, Doc Rockbazi, he's just going to start humming to himself. And he's going to hold the sticky piece of wood like a charcuterie platter. And he's just going to grab like toothbrushes and place it here, grab the razor and just stick it on it.
So and you're
like the bathroom charcuterie. Like,
that's so funny. State. Are you still sitting on the toilet though, right?
Or are you getting just whatever, up? Just whatever's in my reach. Just
yeah, I think most of it where you're sitting is probably on, you know, that end of the table. Or
he's
the counter.
Making a weird messed up bathroom charcuterie table. Platter.
I like how two of us have just like moved on from the kid harassing us into just like trashing the house.
We're the wet bandits.
Sticky bandits.
Sticky bandits. Sticky bandits in one, wet bandits in the other.
Oh yeah, I need to take stuff. And I was like, oh, this would be good. And he just grabs like some cartoon toothbrush.
There's like smartwatches and stuff. Yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
fuck.
All right, who wants to go? We have what, Doc Saz and Kevin Costner left?
Yep.
I'd like to move towards the top of the stairs and do a perception check again.
I'm going to use a dark side point. And as you come to the top of the stairs, this kid is perched in the window right here. And he has the BB gun trained at you. He's going to attempt to make a shot at you. It's going to be close range, so one. But he's also super nervous, so he's going to have, what, 2 setback die, I guess? Failure and 2 threat. So he fires and misses. And turns to go and jump out the window. And when he does, the butt of the BB gun catches and it slides off his shoulder. But he just keeps going and there's a zip cord. And he zips across the way.
Get him.
Do I have an angle for a shot yet?
You'd have to run to the window.
I'm in.
I think you have to use your strain to get to the window though, right? Well, I guess that's cool. Okay. 2 strain to get to the window, and that gets you there in time to aim at the kid. We'll say it's short range, but he's a small moving target, so it's going to have 2 setback. And I'm going to use another... God, you guys have all the light side points.
Nice.
I don't know if I want to do this.
Do it. Part of the card, Zach.
Do it. I'll upgrade. I'll use one of my last 2 dark side points to upgrade the roll.
Can I give it back to you to get a bonus?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do it. Are you on stun or are you on kill?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Are you on stun or are you on kill, by the way? I need to know.
No, I'm like 100% in a killing mood.
I figured as much. So you fired this Night Stinger blaster rifle. 1 failure, 5 advantage, and a triumph. I'm thinking that you could probably shoot the line he's zipping on. And it's gonna fall, and he's gonna fall into the backyard. Is like you can either use the 4 of the advantage to hit the rope, or the triumph to hit the rope.
Do it.
If I use the advantage to hit the rope, mm-hmm. does the triumph?
What do you want to do?
Injure him so he can't run away anymore.
Oh my God, it's turning into a horror movie.
All right, yeah, you got him. He's falling to the ground. I'll give you an arm. Or, like, a leg.
Like an injured arm or leg, or what do you mean?
Yeah, like, leg. You're probably going to break a bone here.
A leg.
Okay. Oh, good call.
So the kid's like, I'm going to get away! Ragbazi, you hear this kid's thoughts like, oh man, that was close, but I'm getting away. And then, oh shit! And the rope goes down and the kid tumbles after him. The rope whips around. He goes like straight down, crumples. One of his legs is pretty messed up.
Pretty just messed constant up. Screaming in Ragbazi's head.
Yeah. So I don't think it's broken, but it's definitely severely impairing him. Like, he is... He is, he's prone. So, at this moment, he is laying on the ground.
Just in time for Kevin Costner.
Just in time for fucking Kevin Costner.
Hello, okay, would Kevin have heard?
Can I call on the comms?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then I want to calm Kevin and say, kid is down in the yard, wounded leg.
Nobody can see Kevin's face, but there's just a sparkle in his eye at that point.
Actually, Kevin, I want you real quick, roll me. This won't count as your turn or anything. Roll me a hard with a setback perception check.
Oh, damn it.
Uh-oh. Holy shit. So you don't see Kevin or Alistair fall past the roof, but you do definitely hear a thud outside of this window. But you don't know, like, where. You just know he's in the backyard.
And okay.
The triumph is you most likely have a shot on this kid.
Like, what if I make it to the window, I could probably see the kid.
Oh yeah, the kid is
again.
Down.
All I want is eyesight. I just need to physically see the kid.
Oh my god!
You got your eyesight.
Oh god. Well, let's hope that I can roll well then. Is there like a ledge out there, outside the window here on the second floor?
Just a window.
Okay, so I make it over to the window, mm-hmm. And where is he at in relation to me?
Let's say he's probably
like there.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I see him? Can I see if he has anything like on him?
All you see is his back. He's on the ground.
He's like in what I assume is some snow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna. How heavy is the medicine ball?
How heavy do you want it to be? You're gonna triumph.
Oh my god.
Kevin doesn't have high brawn, so I'd say it's like
20?
15 pounds. 15? I'd say it's like 15 pounds.
Legit.
I wasn't looking for a super heavy. I don't want to.
Is it one that has like the handle, like, or is it just a just a sphere?
It's like a sphere.
Okay. Okay.
And so Kevin's going to hold the ball out in his hand,
mm-hmm.
And he's going to use a force power to move the ball and try to shoot this kid in the ground while he's on the ground.
Okay. Now, I forget. How do we decide this works? So you have to make, is it a discipline check? Or a coordinate or a ranged check? Is it discipline? Is that what I mean?
That's how we've done it when you try to move stuff with the force.
But I'm going to count it like it's an attack. So it's what? Medium range? Or we'll say it's two stories.
You can say it's short or medium. I have enough upgrades to go up to long range with this. So.
Oh, that's right. God. Yeah, it's going to be medium range, which is, or average, which is 2. I'll give you a boost because he is prone on the ground and you're 8. You have the high ground. I'll actually give you 2 because you have the high ground and this kid is prone.
Okay. And I'm rolling discipline?
I think so. Right?
Is that the roll?
That's how we've always done moving stuff with the force.
Okay. Yes. It sounds right to me. I don't think it's either that or ranged light, but it's not, you're not shooting a gun. So it feels like discipline to me.
And you're using the force.
Can I take 2 strain to try to target something specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can also use a light side point that you have 6 of to boost it.
Use the light side.
I don't want to kill, like, I'm not aiming to kill, I promise, but we're going to boost it.
Well, I'm going to use, I also used one to upgrade.
Damage before you do it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, did you upgrade yours, too?
Yeah.
Oh, so we both upgraded.
Yes, I'm going to have so many boosts.
Yeah, you are.
And I took 2 strain to aim specifically for, I would say, his, like, just his other leg.
Yeah!
Okay.
The non-damaged leg.
Yeah, because one is pretty clearly messed up. Yeah. All right.
They're both about to be.
Go ahead and make your roll. 2 advantage. I don't know how you missed that. You don't have like a reroll ability or anything?
No.
What do you want to do with your two advantage?
I want the ball
back.
No, I want him to. I want the ball to like land right next to his head.
Okay. So the snow turns yellow, right?
Yeah. Like I just want him to see that it things are about to happen, and I want it to be there because I want him to pick that ball up.
What? I'm
leaving it for him. What? I want him to. I felt bad. It's good sportsmanship. You give him a weapon to defend himself with, a 15-pound medal.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a break here. Hope you all enjoyed the show. The website is back up, brand new, better than ever, talesofthedeadrim.com. It's got links to almost all of our stuff. We also have a link tree, which is linktr.ee/talesofthedeadrim. We want to thank Steph Makepeace for the music. She does a really great job on the music, and we really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed. May the force be with you. Adam, no.
Oh my god, can you actually hear that?
Yeah!
Yes.
I think the anime filter is picking up the reflection of your computer screen on your glasses. Hi.
Yeah, that's why my eyes are messed up.
Oh my god, that's amazing. So you can do the little, like,
the whiteout.
Thought you were gonna do something like this. Oh, sorry, something crashed on the floor upstairs.